I feel good, man. I felt good going to last year, man. This is one of those things that I was a freak accident, and those things happen sometimes. But I feel good. I'm healthy. And I'm just looking forward to going out there and playing football.
Jeremy, you always, you say you never measure yourself on the stats and the numbers, but I mean, you know, wide receivers are judged on kind of 1,000-yard seasons. Do you feel like this is what's missing from your resume, that you're out to prove that you're a 1,000-yard type receiver?
No, I don't feel like it. I mean, it's, like I said earlier, I forget, I think I was talking to Rube, and I said, when you can have 1,000 yards and have 2 touchdowns, you can have 900 yards and have 10 touchdowns. I mean, that's, it is what it is, so.
How different is it for you? Deshaun is a one-two punch, and here you are needing to have a breakout season anyway.
I'm just excited to play football again. You know, I had to watch last year, you know, from the couch, from the sidelines. It wasn't very fun for me. So I'm blessed to be able to play this game that I love playing, and I'm looking forward to going out there helping my team win.
You are going to be – I mean, it's natural that everyone's going to – you know, with Deshaun gone, everyone's going to be kind of looking at you to put up those kind of numbers. How do you feel about that? Do you look forward to that?
You know, as far as numbers and everything, you know, I've never really got into numbers, as everybody knows. But, you know, if they plan on me being a big part of the offense like I think they are, you know, I think the numbers will come. So I'm not going to get wrapped up in all that. That's how I'm going to approach the season.
From July 27th last year, I guess, to the middle of June, you didn't have any time off as you're rehabbing. Did you get time off these past 4 weeks?
I got 1 week off. I took a Sunday to Sunday off. But
what'd you do?
Went on vacation, hung out with my family a little bit. But that following Monday, I was right back in here. So,
when we spoke to you back in April, you said you hadn't spoken to Sean since he had left. I know you probably saw him at the LaShawn's thing. And was that the first time you guys had spoken since he'd been released? And how's he doing? And was it awkward to be there with him
and no longer
be teammates?
It's never – I mean – yeah, it's weird that we aren't teammates anymore, but it's not awkward between us. I mean, one thing about, you know, being a professional football player, you got to know how the business works. And, you know, we kind of just talked about that, man, and caught up a little bit. But and there was no hard feelings between either one of us. There was nothing negative going on, and it is what it is. You know, I think he's happy to be where he's at, and I think he's ready to go out there and kind of bounce back a little bit and everything. But there was no negative or any hard feelings. So.
With three guys from the offense not here, like, Sean, Jason, Avant, and Bryce Brown, who played a role, I mean, is this for Nick, do you think, a transition, or do you think it's, I mean, can you pick up right where it just guys?
I think when you look at our roster, and, you know, games aren't played just by who you have in your roster, but I think if you look at our roster, I think we have guys that can go out there and be successful and make plays. And I don't think there'll be any type of a transition period for Nick. You know, we've already gotten to work in and everything.
So it's not like a ground zero for things. No, not at all.
I mean, we bring in Darren Sproles. We bring in Jordan Matthews. I'm coming back. Another year familiar with the offense. We're going to be okay.
You've already played with four starting quarterbacks in the NFL. So you've gotten a pretty good handle on what types of guys, what they need to do to thrive in that position in the NFL. I mean, do you agree with the assessment that that a quarterback has to be had to have a certain amount of ego to be successful in this league?
I think it just varies on who the person is. I think when you're talking about Nick, I don't think ego and Nick even go in the same paragraph. So I think that's a little different. And I mean, he's still a tremendous quarterback. So I think it just depends on who you're talking to a little bit. And you know, I mean, if you look at, you know, Kaepernick, who has, you know, he brings that swagger to the quarterback position a little bit, and I think he's a little different. So it's just all about, you know, the guy that you're dealing with.
How much did you miss getting out there on Sundays last year, and did it give you kind of a new appreciation of, you know, just playing the game?
I think just what I've gone through, you know, in my life and in college and now in the pros, I think it's all kind of made me just appreciate life a little bit more, you know, and I don't take anything for granted. I understand that anything can happen at any given time. So, you know, it definitely, you know, makes me look at things in a different way. And, you know, like I said earlier, I'm blessed, and I'm really excited. So.
Jeremy, I think you mentioned in the offseason that you felt like you could see a lot of time in the slot this year. Do you still feel that way?
I think they'll have, you know, packages where I'm in the slot and also where I'm in my normal position. So, I think they'll move me around a little bit, but you know, I'm willing to do anything they ask me to do.
You did a last slot at Missouri, correct?
Yeah.
I mean, do you feel like this is an area where you can really excel? Like, that's a strength of yours that hasn't been shown?
Yeah, I think being able to do everything that a receiver is supposed to do, I think, is definitely an advantage for you. And like I said, you can move me inside and give me, you know, probably some mismatches on the third corner or on a safety that's coming down in the box a little bit. So we'll see what they have to do.
It's human nature after a bad injury to kind of skittish. Is there any fear involved? Or how do you avoid, you know, just going out there and letting
them play? Can't think like that. I mean, as easy as that, I mean, as hard as that may seem to believe, but, I mean, you just can't think like that. I mean, if you do, if you go out there and play timid, go out there and play hesitant, I think that's kind of when the injuries happen. So, you know, I'm out there giving 110%, and I'm ready to go.
Hey, Jeremy, you say that stats don't matter, but tangibly at the negotiating table, those are things that are discussed, what you've done on the field. What do you think you need to do this season to get the type of long-term deal that you think merits your talent?
I don't know. You know, I mean, you say that, and I understand, yeah, when it comes to that type of stuff, it does matter. But at the end of the day, if you can play football, you can play football. Not too many people come off an ACL injury and get a one-year deal worth up to $6 million. That just doesn't happen. So is it all based off stats? The answer to that is no. I mean, I think it's based off of, you know, if you can play football, how valuable you are to the team. And I think there's a lot of other stuff that goes into it. But like I said earlier, man, I'm not going to get caught up in the numbers. So,
in your mind right now, is the knee as good as it was before the injury?
Yeah. I believe so.
There's questions about Riley.
Last one, guys.
He only had 1 year of kind of like the level of statistical production that he had last year and how much he was a product of the kind of tension Deshaun was drawing on the other side, things like that. What did you see from watching him that allows you to believe that he's going to be a valuable starter in this league?
Well, I think people get so caught up in, you know, the attention that somebody gets. I think, like I said earlier, nobody gets double teamed in this football league but Calvin Johnson on the goal line. That's it. If a team plays cover two, they're not just double teaming one outside receiver, they're double teaming the other outside receiver as well. So I think his production came because he went out there and made plays. I mean, yeah, obviously you have another guy on the other side of the ball who's pretty good as well, but I mean, you don't teams aren't going to get beat by focusing on one person the whole game. That's not how it works in this league. So, I mean, when people say that, it baffles me. So.